Quick shot. Fried chicken, a love story. I love creative people. I love the way their minds work, how they can take trash and turn it into art. I admire the way they don't see things the way other people do. Their beautiful minds look at something and bend the reality of the object to its new form and work backwards from there to devise the plan on how to create that very thing. Sometimes it's wonderful, sometimes absurd. Every now and again, it simply takes something and makes it incredibly complicated and complex to do the exact same thing it was doing before, but in a more visual, pleasing manner, like using your computer to run many things in your house that simply require the flip of a switch. So I type the command into my computer screen, hit enter, and my computer sends a precise set of commands to the program I've uploaded to the cloud that beams back to the RF sensor I've mounted in the bedroom, in the switch plate, and voila, the light goes on. Creative? Decidedly so. Stupid? Incredibly. But creative people don't care. Salvation is in the process, dear boy. I often think that chefs don't do that. I like to think that our steely-eyed heroes are all about simplification and streamlining. How do I remove a step without compromising quality? How can I do this faster and better? I like to think of us in the best possible light, stripping away all the detritus and getting down to the very essence, to the soul of it, so to speak. But then I realize that chefs are, in fact, terribly creative people and that I am frequently full of shit. It is with these two immutable facts in mind that I bring you this. Fried chicken, a love story. Fried chicken sounds good. Normal people go to the store, buy chicken, buy oil, make your special breading, fried chicken, yummy. Chefs, go to the store and buy a whole chicken 2 days ahead of time. Make a brine. Butcher the chicken into 8 pieces. Place the chicken and brine in an oversized container in case your plastic bag leaks. Take the chicken carcass and neck bones and place in cold water with onions, celery, carrots, and make chicken stock. Simmer chicken stock for several hours. Strain, cool, and discard all that stuff at 11 p.m. since you weren't smart enough to start this early in the day. Save for later use. Monitor yourself that you're stupid for cooling stock at midnight. Plan on going to bed, but notice John Wick is starting at 12:30. Watch the movie. Go to bed at 2 a.m. Day 2. Transfer chicken to your secret buttermilk marinade. Throw out the brine. Contemplate what you can do with the stock you made, mostly because your fridge is now packed with marinating chicken, a quart of chicken stock, and the inevitable several duplicate jars of unusual condiments that you bought because you may need them sometime, without checking to see if you already had them. Notice a 6-pack of hard cider. Start drinking. Realize that drinking by yourself indicates you have a problem. Wrangle up 4 friends for day drinking. Be out longer than anticipated. Send text to your wife saying, "Happy hour?" She responds, "Sure," because she's been working all day. She meets you at the bar and asks, "How long have you been here?" Deflect the question. Leave it remaining unanswered, floating in the cosmos, joining all the other deflected questions in your life, including, but not limited to, "Does this make me look fat? Did you see how slutty she is dressed? And what are you thinking?" Spend 3 hours at the bar with her, making it 6 hours for you. By now, she's hungry, and you settle on something cheap and easy and likely terrible for you because you're half-hammered and shouldn't be cooking. Day 3. Wake up, feel terrible, and wonder why. Recall that you're a degenerate who spent roughly 1/3 of yesterday drinking without eating. Chuckle to yourself at how stupid you are. Prepare a fried chicken. Realize that you don't have all 15 ingredients that go into your breading. Go to the grocery store. after 20 minutes of looking, realize that the store won't have the exotic ingredients that you have placed in your secret breading because you wrote the recipe like you're a Bond villain trying to rule the world through an elaborate poultry plot. Go to the specialty store, which is, of course, across town. Since it's noon, the parking situation will range between no way in hell to fuck you, but you're committed, so you go anyway. Get the spices and head home. Get all the way into your parking space before you realize you don't have fresh oil for the chicken, which would have been an easy fix at the grocery store 2.5 hours ago. Go back to the store, hoping that no one remembers you as the guy who stood and swore at the spice rack for 20 minutes. Buy oil. Come home, make your secret breading while making sure you hide the extra large container of your exotic spice that is roughly the same price as a comparable amount of cocaine, with your logic being, well, now I always have it. Your wife will not share this logic. Bread chicken, fry in fresh oil. Pile up dishes in the sink because you've been making quite fried chicken for 3 days and quite frankly, you're exhausted. She'll understand, right? History has shown she will not. Eat the chicken. Yummy. The moral of this story is, chefs, your brains are a pain in the ass.
You have been listening to Shot in a Beer. For information about the podcast, just search for Shot in a Beer on Facebook or find us on Twitter at Shot in a Beer Pod. Shot in a Beer is also a member of a Modern Professions family of podcasts. For other podcasts you might enjoy and information about live shows and how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com or check the network out on Twitter at amodernpro. Thank you for your continued support of Shot in a Beer.